Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Influence of Time, hosted by me, Mitchell Hisse. In this show, we take deep dives into people of influence throughout their careers, from their beginnings, their highs and lows, and where they are now to see their influence of time. Today's person of influence, Jared Leto. Born December 26, 1971, this Louisiana-born Cajun man has lived a life of many faces, from singer, songwriter, and guitarist, to the face you think of when you hear method actor, to using his fame to start his very own quote-unquote cult. Born to Constance Metrogen and Anthony L. Bryant, and gaining his surname Leto from his stepfather, Carl Leto, Jared Leto was born the younger brother to Shannon Leto, immediately cementing their connection. Their parents divorced shortly after Jared was born, leaving his mother to raise them both as she traveled the country. An excerpt from Botanica's page on Jared. He was raised by his mother, who traveled around the country and inculcated in her children an appreciation for the arts. Jared had always been an artistic and creative kid. Quote from Jared Leto himself, "I was raised around a lot of artists, musicians, photographers, painters, and people that were in theater. Just having the art communal hippie experience as a child, there wasn't a clear line that was drawn. We celebrated creative experience and creative expression. We didn't try and curtail it and stunt any kind of growth." It's due to this that the Leto brothers began playing music together from quite a young age. Jared's first instrument being a beaten-up and broken-down piano. He briefly dropped out of his high school whilst in his second year, only for him to return to education with a new focus at Emerson Preparatory School in Washington, D.C. After his graduation, he followed his interest in visual arts and enrolled in the University of Arts in Philadelphia. However, after developing and discovering his interest in filmmaking, he transferred to the School of Visual Arts in New York City, during which he created and starred in his first student short film, Crying Joy. In 1992, Leto moved to scenic Los Angeles to pursue his newfound passion of acting. Whilst in his early years he was able to pick up minor roles in TV shows, finally acquiring his big break in the 1994 hit TV show My So-Called Life, playing the love interest of Claire Danes' character Angela Chase, Jordan Catalano. However, 1992 didn't end there for Leto, as he starred in his first television film, Cool and Crazy, playing the scandalous Michael alongside Alicia Silverstone's character, Rosalind. Then in 1995, he starred in his first real film, How to Make an American Quilt, preceded by the 1996 film, The Last of the High Kings, and the 1997 film, Switchback. Still in 1997, Leto adapted his now-famous acting style of method acting for the film Prefontaine, a biopic about, quote, Olympic hopeful Steve Prefontaine. As mentioned, this was his first film in which he adapted his method acting style, going so far as to immerse himself in the runner's life, training for 6 weeks prior to filming and consistently meeting with the family and friends of the runner. After this, Leto continued his acting career, landing the lead in the 1998 drama Basil. He then starred in the 1998 slasher film, Urban Legends, and was cast alongside Sean Penn and Adrian Brody in the 1998 war film, The Thin Red Line, from which he acquired his first award, the Satellite Award, alongside his fellow cast. However, Leto wasn't done. To cap 1998 off, him and his elder brother Shannon Leto formed the American alternative rock group 30 Seconds to Mars, comprised of Jared Leto on lead guitar and vocals, and Shannon Leto on drums. When they first formed, Jared wanted to make sure that his acting fame and title had no impact on the band's fame, and especially not on their marketing. They spent the beginning years of the band doing small gigs at venues and clubs under different stage names before they landed on the now iconic 30 Seconds to Mars, inspired by the manuscript Argus Apocryphix. Their name being quoted by Leto as a reference, a rough translation from the book. I think the idea is interesting. It's a metaphor for the future. In 1999, Leto played one of his more controversial roles of Casey in the film Black and White, a gay high school teacher who attracts the attention of Robert Downey Jr.'s character, Terry Doniger. He also starred in the 1999 action film Fight Club as Angel Face. To start the 2000s off, Leto starred in Mary Harron's satirical horror film American Psycho, playing the enemy and rival of Christian Bale's Patrick Bateman, Paul Allen. conveying one of the most infamous scenes in horror media to date.
Where? A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
In the same year, Leto played the heroin-addicted Harry Goldfarb in Darren Aronofsky's film adaptation of Hubert Selby Jr.'s Requiem for a Dream. During the lead-up to his role, Leto lived on the streets of New York, deciding to take a vow of celibacy 2 months prior to filming. He also starved himself for multiple months, leading to him losing 28 pounds to realistically play his heroin addict character. Leto's performance gained critical acclaim by numerous film critics, praising the actor's emotional courage in portraying the character's physical and mental degradation. Peter Travs of Rolling Stone magazine claimed that Leto excels by going beyond Harry's gaunt look to capture his grieving heart. His scenes with Ellen Burstyn as Sarah, Harry's widowed mother, achieve a rare poignancy as son and mother drown in delusions. Then, in 2002, Leto starred in the independent film Highway, starring Jared Leto playing Jake Hyes and Jake Gyllenhaal playing pilot Kevin, as they travel to Seattle to meet pilot's crush, their journey ending at the memorial of the recently deceased Kurt Cobain. Now, still in 2002, the Leto Brothers band, 30 Seconds to Mars, finally releases their debut album, self-titled 30 Seconds to Mars. They recorded this album in isolation in the countryside of Wyoming in 2001, alongside producers Bob Ezrin and Brian Virtue. They released the album on August 27th, 2002, through both Immortal Records and Virgin Records. Jared described the record as a concept album that focuses on human struggle and self-determination. The album reached 107 on the U.S. Billboard Top 200 and number 1 on the U.S. Top Heartseekers. The album sold 121,000 copies in the U.S. alone. The album was preceded by the single Capricorn, A Brand New Name, whilst having songs like Fallen, Buddha for Mary, Welcome to the Universe, and so the time has come, and Year Zero, The Struggle. The album was met with mostly positive reviews. Music critic Megan O'Toole felt that the band managed to carve out a unique niche for themselves in the rock realm. The album was a slow-burning success and eventually sold 2 million copies worldwide. Jared Leto then returned to acting in the 2002 American thriller Panic Room, marking the second instance of David Fincher and Leto working together. He starred alongside Forest Whitaker, Jodie Foster, and Kristen Stewart. Then in 2004, Leto starred in the biographical film Alexander, playing Hephaestion, the childhood friend of Colin Farrell's depiction of Alexander. The film unfortunately failed in the U.S., with director Oliver Stone attributing its failure to the bisexuality portrayed in the character of Alexander the Great. The film did succeed internationally, however, grossing $167 million USD. The following year, Leto starred alongside Nicolas Cage in the 2005 crime drama film Lord of War, playing Vitaly, the younger brother of illegal arms dealer Yuri Orlov. The film was in fact endorsed by Amnesty International, a human rights group, to draw attention towards illegal gun trafficking. Then after 2 long years of wait, 30 Seconds to Mars fans finally achieved their long-anticipated release. On August 30th, 2005, the alternative band released A Beautiful Lie, which went both gold and platinum all around the world. The album totaled 4 million sales internationally. The band also took heavily towards touring and promotion of their album, one of the many likely reasons the album was so incredibly successful for their second studio album. The album features songs such as Attack,
I won't suffer, be broken, get tired, a wasted surrender to nothing. I'll give up what I start.
The Story,
I've been thinking of everything I used to want to.
Savior.
Until you crash, until you burn, until you lie, until you learn, until you see, until you believe.
And their now infamous track, The Kill. Since the release of A Beautiful Lie, it has gone platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, or the RIAA, alongside platinum and gold in various other countries. A Beautiful Lie has totaled sales of over $4 million since its release and has properly solidified itself in the alternative rock scene Hall of Fame. In 2006, Leto returned to acting with the neo-noir drama Lonely Hearts, based on the 1940s Lonely Heart Killers, Raymond Fernandez and Martha Beck. Co-starring with Salma Hayek as the two star-crossed killers themselves, the film received mixed reviews. However, most critics and viewers praised Leto's acting style and portrayal of Raymond Fernandez. Miss Heather Huntington of Hubbard's Broadcasting's Reels stated, "Layered performance as the Natalie dressing dandy with no remorse is truly impressive." The same year also saw rise to the iconic TSTO music video for The Kill. At a press release, Leto had stated that, quote, "an insanely obnoxious Danish albino by the name of Bartholomew Cubbins had directed the video." The name Bartholomew Cubbins being a cover for Leto himself, named after the recurring Dr. Seuss character. Leto stated that, "I really wanted people to be able to enjoy and experience the video without having any more preconceived notions or distractions, and just to let it be what it was. It wasn't important for me to lay claim to it in any way." The music video received a largely positive response and numerous accolades, including an MTV Video Music Award. Leto then continued to direct music videos for the album, including the video for From Yesterday, in which he drew inspiration from Bernardo Bertolucci's history drama, The Last Emperor. In 2007, Leto then starred in the biographical film Chapter 27. Leto portrayed the criminal Mark David Chapman, who was not only a fanatic Beatles fan, but was also the man who murdered John Lennon. To prepare for the role, Leto listened and relied on the interviews with Chapman and audio tapes that Leto recorded himself of a local librarian whilst he visited Chapman's hometown. However, the preparations didn't end there. Leto gained roughly 67 pounds in order to closely resemble the killer's less than favorable physique. This, however, wasn't the wisest choice for Leto, as the sheer increase of weight led to Leto developing gout, which forced him to be confined to a wheelchair. After shooting, Leto quickly transitioned to a liquid diet. Leto's performance was widely praised by the masses. Owen Gliberman of Entertainment Weekly thought of Leto's acting as a genuine transformation as the actor submerges himself in Chapman's couch potato flab and red-rimmed eyes. She then goes on to say, "Leto disappears inside this angry, mouth-breathing psycho geek with a conviction that had me hanging on his every delusion." On the August of 2008, during the recording of 30 Seconds to Mars' third studio album, the band attempted to sign with a new label. This resulted in EMI, the parent of Virgin Records, filing a $30 million lawsuit under the pretense of breach of contract. This legal dispute lasted nearly a year, eventually resulting in the band stating on April 28th of 2009 that they had decided to settle following a defense based on the De Havilland law. 30 Seconds to Mars then signed their brand new contract with EMI and finally released their third studio album, This Is War, on December 8th of 2009. This Is War reached the top 10 of several national album charts and earned a plethora of music awards. This Is War contained many now infamous tracks among the 30 Seconds to Mars community, such as Night of the Hunter, I was born of a womb of a poisonous man, beaten and broken and chased from the land, but I rise up above it, high up above it and see. Kings and Queens,
Spread and broken, the sound of a fight. Father has spoken.
The titular This Is War. And Hurricane. How many times did you told me you wanted to leave? No matter how many breaths that you took, you still couldn't breathe. No matter how many nights that you lie wide awake to the sound of the pouring rain, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Leto then starred in the 2009 science fiction drama Mr. Nobody, in which he portrayed Nemo Nobody, the very last mortal on Earth after humans gained pseudo-immortality. For the film itself, Leto had to learn how to portray multiple characters, spanning from 34 all the way to 118 years old, resulting in him spending 6 hours a day getting into full makeup and adopting a new old man voice. Leto was once again praised for his performance, and the film as a whole was praised for its artistry. Boyd Van Hoyage of Vanity felt that, quote, his acting talent really comes into full view in his scenes as the last dying man on Earth. Despite too much old age makeup, Leto nevertheless infuses the character with some real raw emotional power. Whilst Bruce Kirkland of Canada's own Toronto Sun claimed that Leto gave a marvelously fully blooded, brain-spinning tour de force performance. In 2009, Leto reclaimed the title of Bartholomew Cubbins for the short film and music video of the 30 Seconds to Mars song Kings and Queens, resulting in 4 MTV Video Music Award nominations, which included Video of the Year and Best Direction in 2010. During their Into the Wild tour, which started in 2010, Leto began the filming of Close to the Edge, using footage from their tour, fan commentary, and pictures from his youth in order to portray the true meanings of the song. James Montgomery of MTV wrote about the Closure to the Edge music video, saying, there's no denying the power of seeing tens of thousands of fans finding a simultaneous salvation of a crowd of individuals becoming one. It's what rock and roll is supposed to be about, really. Inclusion. Leto also continued his directing passion with the 2010 project Hurricane, in which he explores personal demons and unlocking secret fantasies in what is believed to be a dream. Then, in December of 2011, 30 Seconds to Mars entered the Guinness World Records fame for the most live shows during a single album cycle, with them playing over 300 shows in total. In 2010, Leto, once again under the pseudonym Bartholomew Cubbins, made his first official directorial debut with the documentary Artifact, which gives a new view of the musical business during the legal dispute of the 30 Seconds to Mars and EMI case. Artifact was made on a limited budget, provided solely by Leto and co-producer Emma Ludbrook through the independent production group Sisyphus Corporation. Premiering here in Canada's Toronto International Film Festival, Artifact received the People's Choice Award for Best Documentary. Then on May 21st of 2013, 30 Seconds to Mars released their fourth album, Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams. Leto, alongside previous producer Steve Lillywhite, both co-produced the album in order to supply the proper product that Leto wanted to achieve. The album received generally positive reviews and even reached the top 10 in over 15 countries. The album consisted of tracks such as Conquistador, Up in the Air, The Race,
You Saved My Life, With Blood and Through Sacrifice.
And Do or Die.
In the middle of the night, when the angels scream, I don't want to live a life that I believe. Time to do.
Leto once again filmed the music video and short films he'd become acquainted with for the songs Up in the Air, Do or Die, and City of Angels, all throughout 2013. For the Up in the Air video, Leto casted multiple artists such as burlesque dancer Dita Von Teese, gymnasts Michaela Maroney and Jordan Weber, writer Neil Strauss, and a plethora of various animals. During the Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams tour, Leto began the filming of Do or Die, which was meant to be a sort of companion piece to his previous short film, Close to the Edge. The film featured live footage of the tour alongside fan commentary. As for City of Angels, it was the most critically acclaimed of the films and premiered on October 12th, 2013, during the Hollywood Bowl. The film features many artists and celebrities who joined the three members of 30 Seconds to Mars in sharing visions of LA, whilst monoliths and murals of Michael Jackson and Marilyn Monroe impressionists appear, alongside homeless people hired specifically by Leto. After Leto's five-year hiatus from filming, Leto finally returned for John Mark Vallee's 2013 biographical drama, Dallas Buyers Club. He starred alongside Matthew McConaughey in one of his most controversial roles, playing a drug-addicted trans woman with AIDS who befriends Ron Woodruff, McConaughey's character. To both prepare and to accurately depict Leto's character, he lost roughly 30 pounds, shaved his eyebrows, and waxed his entire body, alongside meeting with transgender people in order to research for the role. Whilst filming, Leto never once broke character in order to maintain ready and in the mindset of Rayon, his trans character. The film received widespread critical acclaim and became an almost immediate financial success, resulting in Leto receiving a multitude of accolades, such as Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, the Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor, Motion Picture, Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in Supporting Role, and various others. In 2014, Leto premiered his documentary series Into the Wild, telling the story of the 30 Seconds to Mars tour of the same name. The very same tour that propelled the group into arenas around the world and gained them a world record. The series was produced by Leto and Emma Ludbrook and released on the online streaming service VYRT. In December of 2015, Warner Brothers announced that Leto would be playing the iconic supervillain Joker in David Ayer's Suicide Squad, based off of the comic by the same name. Leto had received some attention due to his past choices of method acting, but Warner Bros. Still decided to go through with their idea. Will Smith, the actor behind Deadshot, had this to say about Jared Leto during filming. "I never actually met Jared Leto. We worked together for 6 months, and we've never exchanged a word outside of action and cut. We've never said hello. We've never said good day. I've only ever spoken to him as Deadshot and him as the Joker. I literally have not met him, not a single word exchanged off camera. He was all in on the Joker." Leto's method acting, however, did result in him supposedly sending quite strange gifts to his fellow cast, such as a live rat and bullets. Co-star Margot Robbie stated that Leto did in fact give her a living rat, which she kept as a pet until her landlord had eventually discovered it. Viola Davis stated to Vanity Fair, "He did some bad things, Jared Leto did. He gave some really horrific gifts. He had a henchman who would come into the rehearsal room, and the henchman came in with a dead pig and plopped it on the table, and then he walked out. And that was our introduction to Jared Leto." Leto spoke on his unorthodox and sometimes downright inappropriate gifts, saying, "I did a lot of things to create a dynamic, to create an element of surprise, of spontaneity, and to only break down any kind of walls that may be there. The Joker is somebody who doesn't really respect things like personal space or boundaries." Suicide Squad opened to some fairly negative reviews from critics and fans, but Leto's performance was still received highly by critics despite his limited screen time, leading to him reprising his role in a small Joker cameo at the end of Zack Snyder's Snyder Cut of Justice League. Then in 2016, Leto was announced to appear in The Outsider, eventually released in 2018. The same year, 30 Seconds to Mars announced that they had signed to Interscope Records and had confirmed that they were working yet again on new music. And to cap 2016 off, Leto was cast as Neander Wallace, the villain in the 2017 film Blade Runner 2049. As such, Leto also appeared in 2036 Nexus Dawn, a promotional short film which takes place before Blade Runner 2049. From May 2017 to September 2017, 30 Seconds to Mars toured alongside Muse and Privis all throughout North America. 30 Seconds to Mars also performed at the 2017 MTV Video Awards alongside Travis Scott. During the event, Leto received an immense amount of media attention due to him tributing both Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, who had sadly passed the same year. In February of 2018, 30 Seconds to Mars announced their Monolith Tour with bands Walk the Moon, Mr. Wives, K-Flay, Joywave, and Welshly Arms. They later confirmed their fifth album, America, which later released April 6th of 2018. The album received fairly polarized reviews from critics, despite debuting number 2 on the Billboard 200. The album features songs such as Walk on Water,
fighting for bloodlust in a holy war. Listen up, hear the patriots shout. Times are changing.
Dangerous Night.
We burn and we plan, we try to forget, but the memories left are still haunting. The walls that we built from bottles and pills, we swallow until we're not talking.
Rescue Me.
Whatever you do, don't ever play my game. Too many years being the king of pain. You gotta lose it all if you wanna take control. Sell yourself to save your soul.
monolith. Then, in 2020, Leto and 30 Seconds to Mars announced The Cult of Leto, a promotional event consisting of 3 days of music and movies. Members would call themselves Echelons and were flown out in order to participate in the event. The event's marketing clearly worked, as even to this day, people still refer to The Cult of Jared Leto, and even the event itself was an immense success. In 2021, Leto played the suspected serial killer, Albert Sparma, in The Little Things. The film earned Leto yet another Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award, both of which were once again for supporting actor. Also in 2021, Leto played the fashion designer and business magnate, Paolo Gucci, in the biographical crime drama House of Gucci, from which he was nominated for a Satellite Award, Critics' Choice Movie Award, and Screen Actors Guild Award. In 2022, Leto starred alongside Anne Hathaway in Apple Plus's We Crashed, a miniseries based around the rise and fall of WeWork. From his depiction of Adam Newman, he was yet again nominated for a Best Actor in Miniseries, Limited Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television. As of recently, Leto has taken a step away from the limelight, starring in the 2023 Disney film Haunted Mansion, directed by Justin Simon. Leto has also been cast in the upcoming Tron Eras film, which has recently begun its production after many delays. And finally, on December 20th, 2024, Leto was announced to be the voice of Skeletor in the Master of the Universe reboot. The life of Jared Leto has truly been one of stardom, art, and living to the fullest. I personally am excitedly waiting for Leto's next performance. I do hope you enjoyed our first debut episode of Influence of Time. If you did, then be sure to tune in next time for our dive into the British metal band Sleep Token. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you next time. And in the meantime, the clock is ticking. Never forget. Good night.